And support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast where we recommend things that we think are cool, so we hope you think they're cool too. I'm Mel at Karmic9.
And hi everybody, I'm Kelly at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
And I'd like to start this episode off with a little bit of what people like to call housekeeping issues. I have been very remiss in that I have meant to, for many, many episodes, give a shout out to the wonderful performer of our opening little intro song that we have not talked about lately. That is Alicia. You can catch her at OAlchemyGirl on both Twitter and Instagram. She is playing a ukulele and singing that little jingle, which Kelly wrote, by the way, if you missed the episode where we talked about that forever ago, because we've been doing this a long time. So I have been meaning to give Alicia a shout out for a long time because we haven't mentioned it in a while. And I'm actually going to put her and Matt's Twitter handles in the little ending of our blog post so y'all can easily find them to follow them on Twitter because they're both awesome people. Matt, who Kelly talks badly about on many episodes at the end, does our outgoing message. So there's that.
Yeah. So a couple things on that.
Okay.
So Alicia's Twitter handle needs to be in a larger font than Matt's. So let's make sure we do that. And okay. She is also now doing a podcast. And I think maybe I'll try and get, I just actually had an exchange with her recently. I'll visit with her a little bit and we'll see what we can do to get her back on here so she can talk a little bit about the podcast that she's doing.
Yes, because I was going to mention she hasn't been on the show in a long time, and she's a wonderful person.
She is. She's very nice, unlike Matt, who's basically horrible.
I don't think Matt's horrible, but that's okay. The other issue is, in case any of you have tried to use the Google Play link underneath the episode, on the website, not from your podcast catcher, but if you try to subscribe to Google under that little autoplay on the website, apparently it has not been working, and I did fix that today. So if that is your method of choice and it hasn't worked for you in the past, try it again because it's working, and I'm so sorry that I didn't notice it was not working. So that's fixed. So with that being said, I'll jump right into my recommendation this week, which I haven't done a game in a really long time, y'all, because I haven't been having a whole lot of time to play games, but I continue to buy them every time there's a Steam sale in the hopes that one of these days I'll sit down and actually play one. And I did recently to one of my more recent acquisitions. It is a game called Oxygen Not Included, and it's by Klei Entertainment, or maybe it's Klei. It's K-L-E-I Entertainment. You may be familiar with them. They made Don't Starve, which was a popular Steam game, and it's on consoles, and it's also an app on iOS and Android. It is a wilderness survival game that was really very popular. So this is a new one that's also in sort of the survival genre that they've made, only this one is set in space. So it's loads of fun. I like space colony survival games, and it's little cartoony type characters that run around and do your bidding. They're called duplicants, and you actually get to pick which one you want. They each have their own little personalities and their own little skill sets, and they actually 3D print when you pick them, which I thought was funny. They come out of a little portal, kind of like in Westworld. So, only cartoony.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, there's a little more high def going on in the Westworld.
Yes. And your little duplicates are not naked. So, you don't have to worry about that. So, the little blurb on Steam, which is the only place this game is available right now, I imagine once they get it finished that they will port it out to the consoles and the apps. Because it seems like it would play very well on those formats. Right now it's in early access on Steam, so they're still working on it. But I've played many, many, many hours of it now, and it's working pretty good for me. It's kind of challenging with the longer you play. But here's their little blurb. In the space colony simulation game, Oxygen Not Included, you'll find that scarcities of oxygen, warmth, and sustenance are constant threats to your colony's survival. Guide colonists through the perils of subterranean asteroid living and watch as their population grows until they're not simply surviving, but thriving. Just make sure you don't forget to breathe. So as you might have guessed from the name of the game, that having enough oxygen for your little duplicates to breathe is a core problem. Because you're in space, digging through an asteroid, and building your little colony. So oxygen production is a problem. Now, in the beginning, you start out with a little small space. And so you have to dig to get more space and also get resources in order to build more things. So you immediately have to start trying to produce oxygen, because when you start, there is no oxygen production going on at all. And you start with three little duplicates and you've got to get them working really quick so that you can get your oxygen production up. Now, in the very beginning of the game, things are very low tech. You have to create power to power your oxygen production, which is very cutely a treadmill. I like that version.
That's nice, yeah.
Yes, I like throwing your little duplicates on a treadmill. Problem is, at night, everybody goes to sleep. Nobody stays up to run the treadmill.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. So then you have to get into having batteries to store your power to get them through the night. And if you're not producing a lot of oxygen and you've dug out a really big space right at first, depending on where your duplicates are sleeping, they might be in a place that the oxygen levels drop really quickly. So there's a little bit of planning going on. And really, in these types of games, I always consider the first game to be pretty much a throwaway as you're learning how to play. And I've reached a point where I'm pretty sure my little colony is getting ready to crash and die, because I've gotten up to about 10 duplicates. So ever so often when you hit some sort of level marker that I didn't look up to see what determines when you get a new duplicate, you get a new one available and you get to pick of three that are available. And based on their skills, because they all have different skills. Some of them can cook. Some of them are really good at digging. Some of them are creative. But you have to look at some of their other options, because some of them really expect their food quality to be pretty good. And some of them expect their surroundings to be a little more plush than your asteroid polluted colony. So those are things to look for when you're looking and choosing your duplicates as to who's going to be happy. Because the more unhappy a duplicate is, the more stressed they are, the more likely they're to get sick, which is another problem of germs and having to disinfect things. So true to life, one of the first things that the game tells you you need to make is a bathroom, because your duplicates have to go to the bathroom. And your first available bathroom is an outhouse. Well, an outhouse on an asteroid means that the waste ends up having to be bottled. So you have bottles of polluted dirt and polluted water that are being generated by these structures, and you have to find a way to try to get rid of them, which is something that doesn't come along until you have to research things. So basically, in this game there, you have control over really almost everything going on in the game. You have to research things to get new technologies, and it gets up into ventilation and plumbing. And this is where my colony is getting ready to crash, because an issue that you have is when you fill up the pressure, the gas pressure in your colony, in your little enclosed space, your oxygen production won't produce anymore because of the pressure of the gas. And you have to drop your pressure, or the in the early parts of the game, the easy way is to just build more, to clear out more space, to give you more space to dilute the pressure. But it will quickly fill back up again, especially as you're getting more duplicates in, et cetera, and so forth. I have not figured out how to work the ventilation system yet. I think I'm going to have to resort to looking at a guide on how to figure out how to vent all of this stuff.
I would recommend that. I think this should be an area of focus.
I've tried to do it myself. You know, these kind of survival games don't give you really a lot of help. Now, there's a lot of info available in the game, but this, you know, there's nothing that pops up that says, this is how you do this. So that's pretty common for most anything that's in a survival type game these days. That's part of the surviving. Nobody wants to tell you how to do anything. You have to figure it out. So I've been trying to figure it out. I figured out plumbing by myself. Now, I will say, one of the good things I do like about this game is when you build something that's wrong and then you destroy it, you actually do get all of your resources back when you break something down that you built that was wrong and just wasn't going to work. You do get your resources back.
That's nice.
A lot of games don't do that. They'll only give you a portion of those resources back. And so when resources start getting thin, this is a problem. And so your little colony on an asteroid, what you're looking at map-wise, you have all these pockets in this asteroid that you can see when you zoom out from the map. And some of them will have water in them because water is very important. You still have to have water in space to do a whole lot of things. And there are little plants. Sometimes there are even little animals that might attack you. Other than those nice little places, there are bad places. There are bad places full of hydrogen gas. There are bad places full of polluted oxygen and polluted water. There's even, now, I was smart enough to figure out not to open up this can of worms. I have a geyser on my map that's so enticingly full of a little bit of water and some oxygen. And a lot of my little duplicates are cold. That's also something you have to figure out how to do, is control the temperature. As your colony gets bigger, there are sections of it that are very cold, and your duplicates don't like to go down there to work. So, you know, as tempting as it is to open up this space, I'm like, nope, they're going to boil. It's going to heat up and boil my little duplicates, even though I desperately need that oxygen that's in there, because like an idiot, I tunneled into a pocket of carbon dioxide thinking that I could dilute it. It would be fine. I needed the space. I needed the space. I could, you know, dig into there and dilute it with all of my awesome oxygen generating powers. And I had just gotten this carbon,
scrubber.
I forget what it's called. Yeah, something like that. It was supposed to take carbon dioxide out of the air. Well, this is when I had to learn how plumbing worked. Only then, after I finally got the thing all hooked up to the power and the plumbing, it wouldn't work because I don't have a ventilation system to reduce the pressure, the atmospheric pressure, and it won't do anything because my pressure is too high. So I was angry. I was a little angry.
Think about opening a window. Would that help?
I thought about drilling into the polluted oxygen pocket, but was like, you know, whatever.
Probably not. Yeah.
So that little colony is on the verge of collapse, but it's got a lot of cute things. You've got some decorating things that you can do and some stress relieving things that you can put in there for your duplicates. You make beds and they'll pick a bed. If you build a bed for each little duplicate, they will stay in that bed. And when I was talking about how some of them have particular traits, it took me quite a while to realize that one of my duplicates snored and was keeping everybody else in the dormitory awake, and they were stressed and angry about it. So I had to move him. He has to sleep by himself on another floor because he snores so bad that he keeps everybody within so many squares of him awake. And so anyway, so you can assign a bed to a particular troublemaking little duplicate should you want. So it's a fun game. Right now it's $24.99 on Steam in early access. But if You play Steam games. You can go add it to your wish list, and Steam will very helpfully tell you whenever it's on sale. So that's how I got mine. Is I can't remember if it was the fall sale or if it was just recently on sale, but I get a lot of stuff when Steam is having one of their big, ginormous sales, and then I try them as I get around to it. So Oxygen not included. I like it. It's very involved. It's deceptively simple. And then as the game goes on, gets more and more complicated, and you have to learn things like ventilation. So it's fun. I like it.
Well, keep us posted on Twitter on your ventilation studies and how they move along.
Yes. Yes, I've been very tempted to drill them into one of the water pockets below the water line just to see what would happen.
Well, if you got pressure up right now, you'd be okay until you fix that. Then you might have a problem.
I'm thinking they don't like to get wet, and they don't like to have wet feet. Soggy feet is actually something most of my duplicants are complaining about right now. And I've mopped. I just don't know what their problem is. So anyway, it's always, you know, these little micromanaging type games make me happy in some weird way. So this one is really enjoyable. The duplicants are great fun to just sit there. When you get your little colony running, it's actually fun to just sit there and watch them run around doing their little jobs and the faces they make. And when they get really unhappy, some of them will just start crying.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, you know, me making people cry, even little fake people in a game. So I like it.
Very, very cool. That sounds crazy fun. And so just, I think I know the answer to this, I'll ask just to make sure. If you're kind of, if a Chromebook is your primary device of choice, you're kind of out of the market on Steam. Is that accurate?
I don't know. Some of the games will play on Linux, so I'm not sure if they'll work on Chromebooks. I've never had a Chromebook, so I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
You have to a client. You have to have some sort of client for Steam, right?
You have to download the Steam app. So, because all the Steam games, it's its own proprietary little network. It actually works really well. So, if the Steam app is running, it will automatically update games that you've set to update, and you can set other ones that you're not playing not to update. But the store and the app and your library are all enclosed in the Steam app. So you'd have to see if you can download the Steam app and then see what games you would be able to play.
Okay.
So I've never noticed. I'm sorry. I can't answer that question.
Not a problem. I'll play around. I think I know the answer. I'm going to need to, I've got a couple devices where I can put a client on it and do that. So we'll play around, but I just haven't pulled the trigger. It's past recommendation of yours, and I really do need to get to it to get onto Steam, but I have not pulled it off yet. So, all right. So I mentioned you updating us on Twitter on your ventilation work. So you need to do that.
Yes.
I've been watching Twitter closely to see if there's any other updates coming from you regarding last show's recommendation to see if you have taken in the glory that is Roger Stone.
I've been a little stressed, and
it's wise
not to hurt myself. However, Kelly, I did update my Twitter today to tell everyone, to warn everyone, that I finally got my driver's license renewed, which means I can go to the liquor store now. They're very strict around here. This area has been dry until a few years ago. So they're very strict, and even old people like me still get carded at the liquor store. So my driver's license has been expired for a while. I got it renewed today, though. So
that's a key.
I'm going to shortly be visiting the liquor store.
There you go. Which I think is the right place to stop before you watch Get Me Roger Stone. So that'll be right. Very good. Excellent.
So those tweets will be super fun.
They would have been great already. They're going to be even better. So that'll be pretty awesome. Cool. All right. My recommendation for this week, I'm stealing a page out of Mel's book, and I'm going to recommend a podcast, as a matter of fact. And it's actually more of a podcast network, and it's just started up, and it should sound familiar to some of you, and some of the names should sound familiar. So Mel and I first began to do online jibber-jabber on something called Snarkaholic Radio, which was a show commissioned to go on the Loud and Loaded station on the Live 365 internet radio network, a station run by the Roger Stone of Philadelphia, Mike Blinsky, our good friend Mike, who's been on the show, and the gentleman that I do Squat Cobbler with. And so that's how Mel and I met Mike. That's how Mel and I, we already knew each other from Twitter, but got a chance to interact a little bit more. And so we did our initial work on Live 365 with Snark Alec Radio. Well, over time, Live 365 kind of went away, and Loud and Loaded went away. But now, Loud and Loaded has come back, or is in the process of coming back. But rather than as an internet radio station, it's coming back basically as a podcast network, and it's a podcast network on Podbean. So Mike is firing this up. The website URL is Loud and Loaded, and that's LOUD, the letter N, LOADED.podbean.com. So loudandloaded.podbean.com. You go to that, you bring it up, and at this point in time, Mike's just kind of populating it with little previews. So these little 2-minute snippets from a variety of shows that will be distributed on Loud and Loaded, including, thanks to Mel's cooperation, thank you for that, by the way, Nurture and Sport will be one of the podcasts that you'll be able to get from there, as well as the train wreck that is Squat Cobbler and the craziness that goes on there. The Alice Cooper reviews, which are slightly less crazy off of Squat Cobbler. Tony Viejo, which may be a name you recognize or not, Mel, from some of the interaction. Tony's a stand-up comic in the Philadelphia area, amongst other things. He's going to have a show. Vex X has got a show, which I got a snippet of. Mike's been doing a lot of things, but in association with the promotion of his Pagan's new album coming out on Universal, Dead Girls, free plug for Mike on that. He's been putting together these really kind of cool videos and capturing a lot of different things. The Snark Stock, when a bunch of the Snark Alex got together, there was some footage of there. There was some footage of Psychotica in Spain. Lots of really, really cool stuff. It also had this tiny little snippet of, there's this gentleman named Corey who's in Mike's band, who's an incredibly nice guy. Really got a chance to meet Corey down in Atlanta, a really cool gentleman and younger fella. And it was Vex offering Corey relationship advice. Just kind of there sitting closely at a table. And Vex, I don't know if any of you had a chance to ever hear Vex. Vex is if you were to take adrenaline and put it into human form, it would be Vex. He's just a very bright, intense light, very passionate guy, also a very good guy, but he's got a worldview and he's intense about it and he shares it with great vigor. And so there was a little chit-chat between Corey and Vex on Vex's worldview on some things. And apparently that's going to be an ongoing show where Vex is offering relationship advice, which is probably worth the price of admission right there. So that'll be there. So you get Nurture and Sport stuff. You're going to get Squat Cobbler. There's going to be a variety of other new shows as well. And what's very cool right now is if you download the Podbean app and select your interests, and if those interests happen to include movies and TV, right now, and I'm going to send Mel after the show a screenshot of this, right now the first icon that comes up is Loud and Loaded. So it's kind of showing up on the featured side. So it's a win in a lot of ways if you start to sync up with the Loud and Loaded. Just another way for you to get nurture and support, Squat Cobblers, all that good stuff, plus a wide variety of other content. Mike's starting slow. But what his kind of goal is to eventually get this to where there's an episode or two a day coming out on this network from the various content providers. So pretty excited about it. I think it'll be fun. I really can't go into details right now, but Mike's got another idea for a show that he has pitched to me that I have significant concerns about. I can't tell you how many concerns I have about this. But that may make its way to the Loud and Loaded podcast, which would be great because his other idea was to put it on YouTube and I just got unbanned by YouTube not that long ago. And this one just feels to me like I'd be asking for trouble. So, we'll see how it goes, but I think you're going to see some pretty unique and different content on here, a wide variety of it. So you'll be able to kind of pick some different things out there. It's Loud and Loaded on Podbean. We'll go ahead and include the address to you. If you download the app, it's going to actually be pretty super easy to find right now because it's showing up as one of the featured or recommended or what's hot kind of things, which is pretty cool. And it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, it's also, I was subscribed through to his channel through iTunes from when he was doing some episodes last year, maybe. I lose track of time. And so when he started putting all those snippets out, my iTunes feed on his show started.
Good. I'm glad that connection's there.
So you can get the RSS feed from anywhere. But yes, Podbean does have an app. So, yeah. But you could actually, if that's not the way y'all want to listen to your podcast, you can definitely still get it. Don't think you have to just use Podbean to get it. It's everywhere.
Through the RSS. I'm not necessarily 100% sure it's going to show up on iTunes, but I think it will. There'll be an RSS available. So anything you've got that's kind of hooked into that should grab it. But
it should because I'm getting his updates.
Okay. So. And it's through basically through iTunes that you are?
Yeah, my iTunes app, I'm getting it. So his old RSS feed still through iTunes is still updating. So it ought to be available anywhere if you search on any of the podcast apps. If you search for Loud and Loaded, whatever your favorite is, it ought to come up. But Podbean does have their own app for their own hosts. So you can find it anywhere. I just wanted to mention it.
Cool. Very good. So I think it's going to be fun. I think there'll be some pretty good things on there. And we'll see how it goes. And I'm hoping there won't be one show on there. We'll see how it goes because I keep trying to throw some cold water on Mike's latest great plan. But we'll see how it rolls.
Kelly might have to take up a pseudonym to participate in this special show.
It's odd how many times I've had to consider that from working with Mike to say, maybe I need to use a different name for some of this stuff. But we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about it. I think it'll be pretty cool. In addition to the Squat Cobblers, Nutrient Supports, the stuff from Tony and Vex and others, I think Mike and I are going to be doing a couple other related kind of little snippet shows on different things too. So it's going to be a little content treasure trove. So give it a look.
Awesome. That sounds great. I listened to one of those snippets, y'all, is Kelly. I did listen to several of them, but Kelly is in one of those snippets. So go check the feed out before, go get subscribed before Mike starts pumping out episodes and you can listen to all those little snippets. And one of them is Kelly.
And one of them is from Nurture and Support, recently added, I think added today, Nurture and Support snippet from when we had Julia and Emery on.
Cool.
And so that's kind of a fun little thing. We've been around a while because I had forgotten. That was a fun show. She is so awesome. So Mike picked a nice little section out there where she was talking about her husband's arms and Craig Kettleman's arms and all kinds of fun stuff. I was surprised he didn't pick her bacon manifesto.
Yes.
She's got very specific ideas on how to prepare bacon. But
yes.
Another person that maybe we need to try and get back on one day because she's obviously pretty awesome.
Yes, she is.
Okay. I guess we can shift over to social media recommendations. Do you have one for this week?
I already gave mine. I regave Alicia.
At
Alchemy Girl on both Twitter and Instagram. Y'all see what I did there?
Good. And I'm going to co-sign on that. And just I really couldn't improve upon that recommendation. And she is awesome. Although she contacted me the other day because she's been doing a new podcast that she's basically recording it with a friend. They're using cameras and mics. They're in the same location. They record it, edit it, get it down and put it out. And she wants to do some stuff with her band, but as she's kind of changed locations, she needed to talk about, okay, so how exactly do you guys do that Nurture and Support thing? Because Mel's in Texas and you're not. And how do you do that? So I stepped her through the glories of the new YouTube environment on how here's how you fire up a Hangout on Air now, the 18 steps you got to go through to fire it up. And kind of gave her a very lengthy email. It's really easy, and then gave her 19 steps on what she needed to do. But they're little steps. And
it's one of those things. It's easy, but when they move things around, even us that have been doing it for this long, I sometimes have to look at the interface and go, wait a minute, where am I supposed to go? Because they've moved it. They moved where I make events to a different menu now instead of where it used to be. And so I still get confused because I don't like change. So
Well, as smart as those folks are in creating an incredible environment, I'm shocked at how painful their interfaces have been.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have to relearn it about every time. So it's kind of a, it's a little disappointing that way.
Yeah, this particular interface is not very slick. It's not, you know, it's pretty bare bones, gets you by. But yeah, things change and it's not, I don't know, it's not as user-friendly as I had come to expect from them. So.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kludgy in that you're in kind of their new world for a while, but eventually after a few clicks, you're like, oh, wait a second, this is back to the old navigation, and you're able to, the one you're familiar with and can navigate in. But that's okay.
They probably think they're easing us into this big transition that they're going to make at some point, but really they're just confusing old people like me. I'd do much better if there was a whole new interface that was easier to use than just keep moving my menus around. So that's me.
I hear that. I share your challenges there. So, but that's good. And now it's been very difficult for me to focus on this show since about 25% into your recommendation, because you inspired me, and I've been wanting to get to this moment.
Okay.
And now I'm at this moment.
Let it out.
Okay. So speaking of a pocket of polluted oxygen, I'd like to hand it over to Matt now, and he's going to give you all the information on how you can connect with us on Stitcher and Google Play now and YouTube and iTunes and all those fronts. So he'll give you all the particulars on how to contact us. And thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm so sorry, Matt.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting. Giant.